Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Utopia of Rules on Technology, Stupidity, and the Secret Joys of Bureaucracy by David Graeber is a sharp, essay-driven exploration of why modern life feels saturated with paperwork, procedures, metrics, and compliance, even in supposedly innovative market-led societies. Graeber, an anthropologist known for connecting everyday experience to large social forces, argues that bureaucracy is not a side effect of government alone, but a defining feature of contemporary capitalism and organizational life. He examines how rules and administrative systems expand, how they shape work and technology, and why they can produce both comfort and frustration at the same time. The book ranges across offices, universities, finance, policing, and everyday customer service to show how bureaucratic logic creates predictable forms of inefficiency and helplessness. At its core, it asks what people really want from rules, why we tolerate so much administrative burden, and how the promise of modern freedom often turns into the experience of being managed. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, bureaucracy is a feature of modern capitalism. A central theme is that bureaucracy is not simply a government problem, but a structural companion to modern capitalism. Graeber challenges the popular story that markets reduce red tape, arguing instead that corporate life often multiplies rules, audits, forms, and managerial layers. Large firms depend on standardization, legal contracts, compliance systems, and documentation to coordinate complex operations and protect themselves from liability. The result is a world where market activity and administrative oversight grow together. He also highlights how public and private sectors increasingly mirror each other, with governments adopting business-style performance metrics while corporations rely on quasi-governmental procedures. This topic reframes bureaucracy as a political and economic arrangement rather than a personality flaw of bureaucrats. By treating paperwork and policy as tools of power, the book invites readers to ask who benefits when procedures expand and who bears the costs in time, attention, and stress. It also explains why bureaucratic growth can appear inevitable. Once institutions are built around rule compliance, they tend to reproduce themselves through more monitoring, more reporting, and more specialized staff to manage the reporting. Secondly, the structural production of stupidity, Graeber examines how bureaucratic systems can make intelligent people act in ways that look irrational. The issue is not individual incompetence, but environments where following procedures matters more than understanding outcomes. When rules become the safest route to avoid blame, employees learn to prioritize box ticking over judgment. This can create situations where common sense solutions are rejected because they do not fit policy templates or software fields. The book also explores the psychological effects of dealing with impersonal systems, where people are forced to translate complex human realities into categories that an organization can process. This translation can flatten nuance and encourage rigid thinking. Another layer is the asymmetry of interpretation. Those with authority can demand strict rule following from others while granting themselves discretion. That difference can make bureaucratic encounters feel humiliating, especially for people with fewer resources, time, or confidence. By focusing on how stupidity is produced by incentives and accountability structures, the book offers a way to critique bureaucracy without simply mocking workers. It suggests that many maddening experiences are predictable outcomes of systems designed to manage risk, limit liability, and enforce hierarchy. Thirdly, technology, paperwork, and the myth of efficiency, the book questions the common belief that new technologies automatically reduce bureaucracy. Graeber argues that digital systems can generate more administrative work, not less, because they make it easier to track, record, and require proof for everything. Instead of eliminating paperwork, technology often relocates it. Customers fill in forms that clerks once completed, workers spend hours updating databases, and managers demand dashboards that require constant data entry. The promise of frictionless automation can mask a deeper shift towards surveillance and measurement, where what counts is what can be quantified. This topic also links technological design to institutional priorities. If the goal is accountability through documentation, then software will be built to enforce compliance rather than support human judgment. The result can feel paradoxical. Society celebrates innovation while daily experience becomes more constrained by passwords, portals, approvals, and checklists. Graeber uses this tension to ask why we have not received the futuristic freedoms once imagined, such as shorter work weeks and less drudgery. He suggests that administrative expansion absorbs resources and creativity, steering technology toward monitoring and control rather than toward liberating people from unnecessary tasks. Fourthly, violence, coercion, and the hidden edge of rules. Graeber emphasizes that bureaucratic rules are not neutral. Even when procedures seem mundane, they often rely on an underlying capacity to coerce. A form letter, denial notice, or compliance demand carries weight because institutions can impose penalties, deny services, or escalate to enforcement. This is especially visible in interactions with policing, immigration, welfare administration, and debt collection. But similar dynamics appear in corporate settings where livelihoods depend on meeting administrative requirements. The book explores how rules can channel power without needing constant overt force. By requiring people to navigate complex procedures, institutions can control access to resources while maintaining an appearance of fairness and objectivity. This topic also addresses why bureaucratic encounters can feel dehumanizing. The system treats a person as a case file, and there may be no meaningful path to appeal except through more procedures. Graeber links this to moral outsourcing, where individuals can claim they are only following the rules, thereby distancing themselves from responsibility for harmful outcomes. Understanding the coercive edge of bureaucracy helps readers see why rule systems can persist even when they are inefficient, because they serve as instruments for managing populations and protecting institutional authority. Lastly, the secret joys and social comforts of bureaucratic order. Alongside critique, Graeber investigates why people sometimes like bureaucracy. Rules can provide predictability, reduce uncertainty, and offer a sense of fairness by applying the same procedures to everyone. Many people find relief in clear steps, official confirmations, and standardized outcomes, especially in complex societies where trust is fragile. Bureaucracy can also be emotionally comforting because it externalizes responsibility if the process decides an individual does not have to. The book treats these attractions seriously, showing that the desire for order and security is not irrational. At the same time, it explores how the pleasures of rule following can slide into fetishizing procedure for its own sake, where the process becomes more important than the purpose. This topic helps explain the cultural persistence of bureaucratic thinking, even among those who complain about it. It also highlights the ambiguous politics of anti-bureaucracy rhetoric, which can be used to call for liberation while still expanding managerial oversight in new forms. By unpacking both the appeal and the costs, Graeber encourages readers to imagine alternatives that preserve genuine fairness and reliability without multiplying pointless administrative burdens. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who feel trapped in paperwork, meetings, compliance training, application portals, or managerial metrics and want a bigger explanation than individual incompetence. It will also appeal to students of politics, anthropology, technology, organizational life, and anyone curious about why institutions that claim to be efficient often create friction and wasted time. The practical benefit is clarity. Graeber helps readers name recurring patterns, such as rule following as a defense against blame, technology as a tool for measurement, and procedures as quiet instruments of power. That perspective can change how you navigate workplaces and public services, making it easier to identify what is actually being optimized and where discretion is possible. Compared to many books that treat bureaucracy as a management problem with quick fixes, this one stands out by connecting everyday annoyances to deeper economic incentives and political structures. It neither romanticizes government nor assumes markets are inherently freeing. If you want a thought-provoking account that explains why modern life can feel both over-organized and strangely unproductive, this book is worth buying for its breadth, originality, and willingness to challenge common myths. If you would like to support David Graeber, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.